Queer.
It is a very spooky song, Leave. It really has so many levels to it. When you said that you write music everywhere, is there something that triggers more than others? Is it reading? Is it listening to other music? Is it watching, you know, visual things like film, television? Do they influence you, or do you get your inspiration from elsewhere?
It can always depend. I don't think there's any one place, but definitely movies are one that seems... Movies can definitely impact me very deeply, but also books.
What are your summer favourite books? Being summer season now, and this is where everyone says, oh, I'll catch up on my reading, I'll do all the reading I didn't get to do. What would you be reading if you were lounging around enjoying a summer break?
So at the moment, I'm reading Amanda Palmer's book.
Yeah.
The Art of Asking.
Amanda Palmer, very famous rock star.
Yes, amazing. I love her.
And also an artist. I mean, she works on so many different levels as well.
Yes. And the book before that I read was Anthony Burgess, Clockwork Orange.
Star of the great film starring Malcolm McDowell.
Yeah.
Very controversial film because it was claimed to glorify violence and et cetera, et cetera. But yeah.
I don't think it did. I don't think it... well, I guess that's what the perception of the book did.
Mm.
But I definitely found the book very moving because it showed that boy and his process of growing up in that time and how that impacted his life.
Yeah.
Of and that world, that big scary world coming down and trying to change him, I felt like I really related to on many levels. I think perhaps a lot of us do, which is why the book is so amazing.
With Hallucinate, the new single, which we'll hear in a moment, how are you going to recreate your stuff on stage? Having seen you perform before, you are a very energetic and very enigmatic stage performer. You're not just stand there and sing. You really put a lot of effort, heart, soul into your work as a stage performer. Will there be a future life of Youth Fire as a touring, performing stage act?
Oh, I would love that. But at the moment with Youth Fire, I've really stripped things back for my live show. It's like unbearably
minimalist.
Raw, minimalist.
Yeah.
So unless I can play it live in some form or another, it doesn't get heard. It does make it very challenging, but a beautiful challenge to translate these songs onto the live stage as playing solo.
Sure.
So, and I like the flexibility of that, because it allows me to either expand the sound or retract it depending on the setting.
Mm.
So, for example, I worked on a string arrangement for that song and have different instruments, like repeating melodies across different spectrums of sound and things like that. And when I play live, all that embellishment is amazing, I think, for the production. And we can recreate that with those instruments. But
sure.
If it's just me, there's none of those sounds. It's just...
There's something really beautiful about Hallucinate, and I read a comment, a review of the song that said, there's so many folded layers into it, and every time I listen to it, it unfolds a different way. I'm now expecting the more I listen to it, it will become less the paper crane and go back to being the tree. I think that's a beautiful analogy for the way that you are immersed in the song and you hear the lyrics and you come into your world. You're being very brave in inviting us into your world. You say you're a very quiet, private person. This must be the way that you want to be understood. Am I in the right ballpark here?
Oh, definitely. I feel music is the only way that I can really express myself. I love painting, I love writing, I love doing all these things, but I don't necessarily show them or express them to the public. Even in my own personal relationships, I often really struggle to really speak my, I don't know, just to say, well, just to communicate. But music is the only way that I can do that. And if I, and I, it is scary, but I feel so fearless doing it that it feels, and it feels so natural. And it's, and I don't know what people get from my music when they listen to it. And I don't know if that really matters to me. Or it does matter, but it doesn't matter what they get out of it, as long as they can relate to it in some way.
And they're listening to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't necessarily write a song about a certain thing. I think each song is written about several different things at once.
Sure.
Because I think we're really complicated beings. We're complicated, yep. And we have there's not just one emotion. Like sorrow can be both happy and sad, or like you can have an addiction to sorrow, or you can be, you know, there's such a multifaceted expression of just one emotion. And I feel like my only goal is to express myself and to express the vastness of my emotions and feelings and spirit and energy through music.
Take that as a perfect leaping off point. We've played it a couple of times on Queer Radio. It does get better with every single listen. This is Youthfire's latest song, Hallucinate.
Trapped in a memory.
I hope you haven't stepped off into the midsummer night for a hallucinatory walkabout, but you should, because it is midsummer night. Should be out there dancing around under the waning moon, but lighting bonfires.
That sounds beautiful.
Safely, of course. Hopefully. Hopefully you won't get wet if it's raining. If it's not, awesome. Stephen Carmichael, Youth Fire, with me here on 4ZZZ's Queer Radio. Stephen, you're living in Melbourne. You've been making brilliant music, and you have, I suppose, you know, really opened up like the butterfly that comes out of the chrysalis. You've become a lot more confident, if I can say that, from meeting you again after having not seen you for a while. You're in a great relationship. Your partner, he does seem to give you a tremendous amount of strength and reason to explore the inner workings of Stephen Carmichael through Youth Fire.
Oh, yes. So Simon's pretty amazing. I'm very lucky.
How did you and Simon meet?
It's a strange thing. We were friends on Facebook, but we don't know how we were friends. And it was we started talking when America legalized same-sex marriage.
That was June 2015?
Yes, that exact date. Yeah. And we literally haven't stopped talking since then. And there was definitely a photo he had on Facebook that is kind of like deja vu, like I'd seen that photo before, but I hadn't, but I thought I had. And I was just so struck with that photo, I asked him if I could... Oh, I don't know if I should share this, but I guess I am now. I asked him if I can draw him. Mm. So I drew it. And I thought, I was going to ask him. And I was like, is it okay if I draw this photo? I was like, and that could have gone either way. I didn't care if he said, no, this is really weird, which I thought of, or thought was really weird to ask him. But I just drew it because I felt so connected to that, to him. And sure. I didn't even know him.
And yet, the reason you said, we don't know how we became friends, of course, there is a reason. You were destined to be.
Yeah, it was very, very strange.
I'm really pleased that you and Simon have made such a great life together, because following you on Facebook, seeing the gigs you were doing, seeing the...
Love you, Simon. Sorry. Can I do that?
Of course you can do that. You can do anything you like with that. It really is a very empowering thing. And again, to younger, diverse and gender and sexuality people out there who are wanting to express themselves through forms of creativity but felt like you did 5 years ago, maybe not ready or didn't feel it was okay or comfortable to come out and live the life of authenticity, yes, it absolutely is. And whatever your life of authenticity is valid.
Oh, definitely.
Don't fit into any little niche.
No
be
way.
What you want to be.
Yeah. And I think that's exactly what I stand for and I've always wanted to put out into the world, that it is just, you just have to live your truth, no matter what that is. And there should be no box or boundary around that you put around your life.
Sure.
So I'm definitely really passionate about people doing that of all spectrums.
That's great. Speaking of truth, I'm going to ask you two final questions, and I need the truth from you for both of these. Our query tonight on Queer Radio, when we ask our question and get everyone to engage with us, our query tonight is, what do you put on top of your Christmas tree?
Oh, we have an angel.
You have an angel.
Is
the Carmichael angel one of those hereditary things that's been there for Christmas after Christmas after Christmas after Christmas?
There was one that we've always had an angel on top of the tree. The old angel, I don't think, is in one form. But we have a replacement angel. So, yeah, answer to the question.
That's great.
Cool angel.
And
yeah.
Final question.
Yep.
Eurovision Song Contest in May 2017 will be in Kiev. And Australia's been invited, third time lucky. Probably a long bow to ask Youth Fire to go, but it'd be marvellous if you did. Mm-hmm. Can you write a 3-minute pop song?
3-minute pop song? Or maybe.
Maybe.